大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus.
Welcome to the Cross Culture Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, there is one thing I've been meaning to ask you about.
Okay.
In American movies, I've seen a lot of celebrities, movie stars, having to see a psychiatrist. And the way they talk about seeing a psychiatrist is like, you know, it's viewed as a status symbol almost. Is my understanding correct?
You know, it's an interesting way to look at it. I mean, certainly, if we think about scenes in Hollywood movies or in television shows, you do find a lot of people going to see their psychiatrist or their therapist, for example. And yeah, actually, as far as the celebrities themselves are concerned, the actors or perhaps writers, in a way, I suppose you could describe it as a status sort of thing. It can be seen as somewhat of a luxury in a way, not necessarily indicating that you have some kind of mental problem, but that you have, you know, the time or the money to go and talk to a therapist to explore your individual issues, for example. Now, of course, there are many people who go because they have, for example, mental illnesses, mental conditions, or perhaps just because they're struggling with a big change in their life. But what we have found, I mean, over the past several years, certainly the last, I would say, maybe 25 or 30 years in the U.S., is that going to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist really isn't as much of a stigma as it once was. Now, I get the impression in Japan that it's still something that people don't really like to talk about. I mean, I haven't seen statistics about how many Japanese are undergoing psychotherapy, but I get the impression that people don't really like to talk about it in the open. Is that the case?
Well, I think that some Japanese may still have some kind of prejudice against, you know, psychiatry, being a psychiatrist or having to see a psychiatrist. Having to see or going to see a psychiatrist may mean that you have some kind of mental problem, and that may be viewed as a negative thing, you know, that people want to hide it from, you know, other people. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, there are some Americans who still view it that way. You know, it's kind of sad in a way, you know, that you can't be open about it. And it has impacted some people's careers in a negative way, I mean, even recently. But for the most part, I think it's become more commonplace that it's not unusual for someone to seek professional help, as we call it, if they're struggling with some trouble in their lives, perhaps in their family or just individually. And we will talk about things like psychotherapy, or we'll refer to the group of people who work in that field as mental health professionals. When we think about the terms psychiatrist and psychologist, there are some important distinctions, although sometimes people mistakenly use them interchangeably. Now, both psychologists and psychiatrists can practice psychotherapy. In other words, you know, working with people to go through their problems. But there is a very important difference, and that is that psychiatrists are technically medical doctors, and so therefore they can prescribe medication when necessary. Some of the medication they may prescribe would be something called antidepressants. And this is a type of medication that has seen increasing usage, particularly over the last 10 or 15 years. Antidepressants are, just as they sound, anti-depression. So they help people who are struggling with depression. The idea behind it is that there may be some sort of chemical imbalance in their brain, and this will help them to be able to maintain their mood so that they won't go into depression. But what's interesting about this is that I saw a study recently that said that the use of this type of medication, antidepressants, has doubled in, I think, the last 10 or 15 years. And another interesting aspect to this is that pharmaceutical companies are allowed to advertise these medications. And these are prescription medications. In other words, you have to get a prescription from a doctor in order to receive it. But you can find commercials on television for these antidepressants, and you can find ads in magazines, you know, often listing a number of symptoms and saying, if you feel like you have this kind of social anxiety, talk to your family doctor about getting a prescription for this medicine. And because of that, these brand names for some of the popular antidepressants have really become household names, you know, and I know of several friends and relatives who are taking these, and most of them find that they help a lot. Actually, I did find one interesting note recently in an article that mentioned the advertising for these medicines alone has quadrupled in the past 10 years or so. So I think it really is having an effect. And I sometimes wonder if maybe some people are going a little too quickly for that medical solution when they might be better served by talking with a mental health professional about their problems.
Mm-hmm. さて今回はちょっと重たいテーマではあるんですが、アメリカ映画で皆さんもよくご覧になったことあると思うんですが、サイカイアトリストに会うんだというですね、登場人物がよく出てきます。まあ映画スターであったりですね、著名人はですね、精神科医、主治医がいてかかりつけよく会うって、不思議だな、アメリカ人ってそういうの普通なのかなと思っていましたが、いわばですね、むしろ誇らしげにそれはステータスシンボルみたいに言う人たちが結構いるんだということに驚いたわけなんですが、ハリウッドの映画を見るとそういう傾向があるし、そういうふうに思ってる人もいるかもしれないけど、それはまあ確かにサイカイアトリストにかかるっていうのはラクシュリー、贅沢なことなんですね。そういう傾向はあるかもしれないけれども、まあ実は昔ほどこの精神的なですね、問題を抱えているということをオープンにすることが、それほど否定的なニュアンスで語られなくなってきた、だんだんオープンになってきたということですよね。で、いくつか英語でぜひ押さえておきたい表現がありますが、それはですね、mental health professionals っていう言い方がありましたね。これはまあ、精神科医は医師です。そうでないですね、臨床心理学とかカウンセリングとか、そういうやる人たちを全部ひっくるめて mental health professionals というふうに呼んでいるということですね。それから処方箋が必要で、それで薬をもらうという時の処方箋は prescription と言いますね。この単語もスーザンさんの説明の中に出てきましたね。まあ重要なことはこの抗うつ剤と言いますかね、うつ病 depression に対する anti という言い方がついていますね。この抗うつ剤がですね、非常に大量に使われるようになってきているということであります。これは製薬会社が広告をしても構わないということになったんだそうですね。したがってですね、一般家庭でこういう抗うつ剤のですね、有名なブランド名がですね、もう日常会話でも使われる、家の中でみんながですね、そういう名前を知っているという、そういう社会にアメリカが今なってきているということであります。まあ私たちも精神的な、あるいは心理的な心の問題といいますか、心の病といいますか、そういうものに対して語ることもですね、以前ほど人から隠すというような態度がだんだん改められてきていると。オープンになってきているということはですね、良い兆しなのではないかと。まあそんな気がいたしますね。Let's go on to the phrases now.
Okay, the first one is to bear in mind or to keep in mind. And this means to remember a related piece of information when considering something or maybe making a decision about something. So, for example, you could say, bear in mind that it may take more time to drive there due to holiday traffic.
So, 最初のフレーズは bear in mind.まあ、keep in mind という言い方もありますけれども、この場合の bear は熊じゃなくて、心に留めるということの、その留めるにあたる動詞が bear であります。で、まあ、念頭に入れておくという言い方も日本語にありますが、それにも近いと思いますね。今のはちょっとですね、ドライブ旅行に行く際のですね、渋滞のことが話題になっているようですね。もう一度聞いてみましょう。
Bear in mind that it may take more time to drive there due to holiday traffic.
ですね。さあ、それでは2番目です。The second one.
Okay, the next one is frame of mind. And this means attitude, mood, or mental state. So, for example, you could say, After breaking up with her boyfriend, it took her a while to get into the right frame of mind for dating again.
Frame は F-R-A-M-E の frame ですね。frame of mind。これで心のありよう、あるいはまあ態度、姿勢ですね。時には気持ちの持ち方といった日本語にしてもいいかもしれませんね。それでは今の例文をもう一度。
After breaking up with her boyfriend, It took her a while to get into the right frame of mind for dating again.
というわけで、まあ、まあ、皆さんの周りも立ち直るの早いんだよな、あの人はって言う人いませんかね。まあ、それはそれでいいんじゃないでしょうか。ね。All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー。
Sponsored by Olympus.
いつもクロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きいただきましてありがとうございます。語学学習の方法はいろいろとありますが、気軽に始められるのはラジオやテレビの語学講座ですよね。でも今までは聞ける時間帯や学習する場所の制約から長続きしないという方も多かったんではないでしょうか。そんな方にはオリンパスのラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 をぜひおすすめしたいと思います。 PJ10 はポケットやカバンに入れて気軽に持ち運ぶことができるラジオサーバーです。 AM/FM はもちろん、テレビの1から3チャンネルの音声放送に対応したチューナーが搭載されています。ですからもちろん総合も教育テレビも NHK バッチリですね。学習中の語学講座を自宅だけではなくて通勤や通学の途中などで聞くことができます。録音予約は最大20件、2ギガの内蔵メモリーを搭載して135時間も録音することができます。聞きたい講座の放送時間に別のことをしていても PJ10 がしっかり録音します。録音した番組は多彩で便利な再生機能を使って効率的に学習できます。例えばもはや語学学習になくてはならない早聞き遅聞き機能、音程が変わらずに再生するので違和感なく聞き取れます。再生速度も 50% から 200% まで対応します。そして前回の再生停止位置を自動的に記憶するしおり機能、電源を切った場合も有効なので、次に電源を入れた時に前回の続きから学習できます。さらに聞きたい部分だけを再生する部分リピート再生、それから聞きたいところの頭出しが任意にできるインデックスマーク機能、こういった機能もついています。1ファイルにつき16個のマークをつけることが可能なので、キーフレーズごとの学習などに威力を発揮しますね。ラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップでお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp に今すぐアクセスしてください。時間や場所に左右されず、好きな場所で好きな時に語学学習を続けたいというあなたに、また一つ強い味方が増えましたね。